This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of middle summer. I walk into the woods and pastures to touch the center of the year, finding August's white snake root with huge buds, wood nettle with its petals, wing stem ready to open, parsnips half to seed but still flowering enough to make part of the field yellow while the other part is white with daisy fleabane. Virginia roses are still bright pink. Prickly buckeye fruits an inch in diameter are hanging from the trees. In the backyard, blue jays are restless, protecting their young and stealing the last of the cherries. There is a constant robin peeping throughout the day, the language that guides the fledglings, no longer the raucous mating songs of spring and early summer. Now the violet mallow and great mullein are in full bloom, grapes a half an inch across, rows of Sharon coming out. Blue darners have been at the pond for the past few days, and now a pale, almost transparent damselfly hovers near the lizard's tail. Every once in a while, our green frog croaks, exults with a complex descending call. The first purple coneflower opens in the sun, and the first of the new golden heliopsis. Now the first yarrow has turned almost completely gold, and osage fruit is almost tennis ball size. Japanese beetles have arrived in the ferns on schedule. Woodpeckers seem to be talking back and forth with their hammering, bursts of 2 to 3 taps at a time. Catalpa flowers are falling. I scratch my ankle, the first chigger bite of the year. And before supper, Chris brings over a pint of fresh wild black raspberry. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of middle summer. In the meantime, be outside, touching July.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.